Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
A rose by any other name and World Wide West. Now running the Knicks, God help us all, as I wish you a good evening on this Thursday evening on your fan New York City at 6:31 and 45 seconds to go right along with it. Steve Summers here, and you there, Peter Hoffman, Antonio Grillo, there on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666 for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze. Right up until Jody Mack. Jody coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Have to be separated. Morris shoved somebody as well. Valanciunas getting in the way.
Anything I can tell the team?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Tell the team!
We got a fight! Crowder was throwing at Elfrid Payton, and he should have. Payton threw a cheap shot he didn't like.
You want to not come to any more games?
But I want your answer and the money by noon tomorrow.
You know what? Enjoy watching him on TV.
Him, hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
He's just unprofessional, man. That's soft. His game is soft. He's soft.
You got to let people do their job, right? You can't be standing over them, you know, and going into the media and saying, hey, you know what? I don't think that was a great play, or I don't like what he did on the court or he did on the ice or whatever.
You can have my answer now if you like. My offer is this: nothing.
It's how you carry any man, and, you know, it's just very womanlike.
Did you know misogynists are much more common than you think?
I don't think that's helpful for a team.
I can handle things. I'm smart, not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
Vito when you need him, but maybe this is going to work out. James Dolan is not selling the team. Instead, he wants to sell Knickerbocker fans on Leon Rose. And Knickerbocker fans will buy into this move if he can take the franchise from asses to assets. You'll buy into Leon Rose if he can get free agents to buy into New York, draft with the luck of the Irish, and find a head coach who can develop and blend the young and the restless with those who have a resume with more pluses than minuses. So, who, what, when, where, and why Leon Rose? Well, you could start by saying he's already a major improvement over the likes of General Mills. Leon Rose is Brody Van Wagenen with a jersey and sneakers. He has been with CAA as your NBA power agent with absolutely no experience drafting or developing a power forward or any other position or player. In other words, Leon Rose has never drafted a player, but he will get that player drafted, signed, sealed, and delivered, as he has done for Joel Embiid, Karl Anthony Towns, and Devin Booker, to name three. And when he really had the power, he represented the young King James and Allen Iverson. Apparently, Dolan thinks that hiring a former agent, well, he must think that hiring a former agent, if it works for the Warriors with Bob Myers, and if it works for Hollywood, the Fakers with Rob Pelinka, and, well, maybe Dolan is thinking it's going to work for him since nobody else has worked that we can think of for Dolan and the New York Knickerbockers. So maybe this will work for the New York Knickerbockers if Dolan leaves him alone. Dolan keeping his hands to himself. And you know from the Morris deal, by 3 this afternoon, the Knickerbockers were unloading Marcus Morris in a 3-team deal that has Morris going to the Clippers, you know from that, with Mo Harkless and a former St. Johnny and a 2020 number one pick the Knickerbockers will get. And a look at the scoreboard shows the Knickerbockers with 4 first-round picks over the next 7 years. That's a good thing. D'Angelo Russell, and by the way, and you probably know by now, he was moved to Minnesota. The Warriors getting Andrew Wiggins in return and a couple of draft picks. So, a Rose by any other name. And Leon Rose will hear plenty of names if he can't convince some big names to play in New York City. Joining Rose, and I was just telling Peter Hoffman, producer on the other side of the glass, I've been reading about Worldwide Wes Wesley and still don't know who he is or what he does. He is your NBA mystery man. And the only thing we could gather is that he has been a consultant with CAA, but he's been a million other things as well. And if you read at first about Worldwide Wes Wesley, you may also be as confused as I am. Now that I think of it, you probably won't be. But nonetheless, he too, along with Leon Rose, Worldwide Wes, he will be joining the Knickerbocker front office as well. Of course, there is 2 number one topics these days. Yawn, ho-hum, another episode of Billions. Are we still hearing that Steve Cohen and the Wilpon deal is dead? Please, when are they going to stop with this gamesmanship? We're still hearing this. When will it stop? And, of course, we're hearing from Rob Manfred, who is, let's face it, he has come out and said the Wilpons have done nothing wrong. Of course not. They just reneged on a deal that was basically agreed to in principle about 4 or 5 months ago. So, of course, backing out of a deal in which they did shake some hands, if not sign, on the dotted line, of course they have done nothing wrong. No. When have they ever? But we're still hearing the Steve Cohen and Wilpon deal is dead and buried 6 feet below the outfield grass at Citi Field. As I say, Rob Manfred telling us the Wilpons have done nothing wrong at all. And Rob Manfred, how would he know to begin with? Listen, he's so hands-on. I think he's still trying to figure out what to do with Alex Cora. Can I suspend a guy who's been fired? Say it ain't so that the Wilpons want to control the team for longer than 5 years and want to control SNY for more than 20 years. And what is it with a little bit from today's episode with Jeff Wilpon wanting to have the power to spend Steve Cohen money to make the decisions on player personnel? Who wants Steve Cohen buying the team with Jeff Wilpon making the baseball decisions? You really wonder. I mean, you just have to wonder when all of this silliness will finally end. You wonder when this will finally end, this kind of negotiation and gamesmanship and playing for leverage and media attention and public support, billionaires versus billionaires, Wall Street versus Wall Street, with all of us on Main Street watching and waiting until Steve Cohen becomes the owner of the New York Metropolitans, and he will. It's just a matter of time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.